Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Ramble.
Pretty Basic.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome back to episode 4 of Pretty Basic.
Oh my, has it already been almost a month?
Oh my God, it has.
Yo.
Oh my God. Well, time flies.
Well, just kidding. It's been a month of us recording them.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been out a month.
Has it? I don't know. As we
has
know.
Has it?
I'm not good at
wait,
math.
Wait, duh. Wait, scratch no, yeah, all
I was
going
to say, how does that not make any sense?
Wait. It's late. I'm tired.
I need you to keep up the math side of this if I'm going to bring the boy drama.
Should we just restart and keep going? We can keep
Let's
going.
Let's just keep going. Okay.
Wow.
So
just forget all that.
Yeah, we're recording really late right now because we are actually leaving on a flight to New Zealand tomorrow.
Woo.
We can't say anything about it because we signed NDAs and someone will show up at my door with a knife if I say anything. So I'm just going to keep my mouth shut because, again, not good with secrets. We're going to move on. Anyway, so from last week, we are here. We are sitting here.
Also, a little update. In our last episode, we said we were going to Ohio for the weekend.
Ohio. Yes, we're back. That is why my voice is gone. I did a lot of screaming. I had a really fun time. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. We were visiting our friend Aaron, who we call Uron.
Uron. He's so cute.
I love him so much. I feel like we all bonded. And it was such a good getaway from LA. And I've always heard people say that. And I feel like I low-key judge them. Be like, oh my God, it's not the city. Like, it's just like, you know what I mean? But now I'm genuinely like...
Are we talking about specifically Ohio, or are we talking about just like getting out of LA?
Just getting out of LA. Oh, you know, like yes. it was so needed and good. I feel like for both of us in different ways. And
oh yeah,
even though it was
oh yeah,
oh yeah, even though it was only two, it was really only 2.5 days. It really wasn't long at all, but it was really good and
so much fun. So many memes. Lots of good moments between Rem Losha, I will say.
We had so many heart-to-hearts, and Aaron literally got video, and it's
of just
hilarious.
Me wiping a tear, just like just dabbing a single tear off her eye. Me going, you know, no, it's okay. You know what? That'll stay between us. We're not going to talk about that.
It's cool. It's cool. I put my life on the internet, anyways.
Me mood.
But yeah. To summarize, it was a great trip. I really enjoyed it. It was very much needed. And now we are leaving tomorrow on another trip. So that's why we are here late at night in the studio.
In the studio, yes.
Oh my God, wait. Is there any update with Turtle Dude?
Oh, is it Turtle Dude? Is that what we call him?
Yeah, it's Turtle Dude.
Turtle Dude. I get them mixed up between like...
Turtle Boy?
Blank no, Boy, Blank
Bumble Boy,
Dude.
Turtle Dude. Turtle Dude.
Pancake Guy.
Pancake
You're right.
Guy.
They all have different... Okay. Yes, I do have an update on Turtle.
Which also, if you guys didn't hear... last week's episode, you should go listen to it. But Remy told us that she went on a date and she was giving us the details. Oh. So I'm just curious if there's any update because you don't talk about it that much.
There are. I actually haven't. I've been keeping this one pretty chill. There is an update. We're in love. We're getting married. No, I'm just kidding.
So basically, I'm engaged.
On the way here, I was texting. I'm texting him right now and I have have full permission to talk about it. So we're all good. That was such an annoying laugh. I'm sorry. I get all giddy and weird.
I didn't say anything.
a really funny update. So yes, as we all know, we launched last week. The launch went amazing. At night, I was, you know, just like hanging out with my friend Bree. We were working on our next dance video. And I was just like really into the dancing that I was checking my phone. And Asian Girl Squad had chatted me and asked me how things were going and asked, you know, how the conversation was going. I was like, oh, I'm just going to like screenshot and send it to them because I'm busy dancing. My stupid self screenshots the conversation, sends them to him. And it wasn't even, you guys, it wasn't even one, like one single screenshot, because you could be like, oh my God, can you believe what you time
said,
it is?
How many did you send?
Three screenshots. He knows I'm telling you, so it's okay. I literally have full permission. So our producer's laughing really hard.
I didn't know it was three.
You didn't know it was three?
I knew, I remember you being like, oh my God, I just sent him a screenshot of the combo. Oh no. And I was like, what? But like.
It was three.
I didn't know it was three.
It was three screenshots. And so, and yeah, because you can like, no. This is just a note to any girl who ever does this, like from this I've learned. If you just send one, you could be like, oh my God, wait, what did you mean when he said this? Or like, oh my God, can you believe the time? Or like, look at my screen. You can't do that with three, you guys. So I literally fall to the floor. I'm sorry, there's no dance video coming because I could not comprehend any choreography after this. So my friend Bree's just like, Reb, you got to just focus. I was like, it's over. It's done. We're not getting married now. It's done. So
bye, also, Turtle Dude,
if you're listening, I promise I'm like real chill. I'm just like playing it up right now. So...
Boy drama.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was like 10 o'clock. Well, no. It's 10 o'clock now. Okay. And I forced myself to sleep because I was like, you know what? Living was cool. It was fun. It's over now. So I forced myself to sleep and I put my phone on loud ringer just in case he texts me back. At 1 a.m. I hear like ding, ding, ding. And I'm like, oh my God, thank God. I roll over, check my phone. It's Greg, our agent, texting us in a group chat. Are you recording me right now?
I was about to. We got a promo this episode.
So Greg texts me. Or no, sorry. So Greg texts us in the group chat.
Wait,
he was like,
this
a screenshot.
Night.
It's 1 a.m. He's like, oh my God. It's a screenshot of the podcast charts. Pretty Basic is number one on the charts. He's like, oh my God, this is amazing. I text back in all caps, Greg, I can't talk right now. I sent the boys three screenshots of our conversation. It's over, blah, blah, blah. This is amazing. I'm so happy, but I can't focus. And he's like, shut up, Remy. It's fine. Like, move on. It's totally good. And yeah, he ended up replying the next day and was really cool about it.
Oh my God.
He was so cute about it. He was
actually so nice.
He was like, so I sent them. And before they had even fully sent, I was like, oh my God, like I knew what was happening. And like three screenshots kind of takes like more than 2 seconds to send. So I was just staring at my phone like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I immediately followed up with, well, this is awkward. And then just left it at that.
Oh my God, that's so good.
But then the next morning he replied back and all he said was, haha, don't worry. It's only a little awkward. Like, oh, I've like heard people do this, like, but it's never happened to me before. But like, don't worry. And I was like, oh my God, the wedding's back on.
Was the combo that you screenshotted, was it?
It was nothing interesting.
Okay. It
wasn't anything bad. Like, I wasn't making fun of him. Of course, Lauren was just like, hey, what's going on? I was like, oh, this happened. And I just like sent more.
What was the conversation you were having with Turtle Dude that you sent him?
It was just like a normal conversation we were having. Just like, going on? But so like, it wasn't anything bad. And like, I wasn't obviously trying to send it to anybody, like make fun of him or anything. It literally was just, they were like, what's going on? And I was like, he's so cute. Look at this. And then I did that. So that's my update. That's the weekly segment of Remy's an Idiot. And thank you for listening.
Oh my God. And you guys are still talking. So clearly he's not fazed.
He's so cute. Yeah. He told me I could talk about it. So.
Oh my God.
Anyways.
Turtle Dude. 1 point for snaps for Turtle Dude.
Okay. Honestly though, I think I have this feeling that you like Turtle Dude out of every guy the most so far.
Well, I haven't met him yet.
That's true. But still, I could tell.
I mean, well, yeah, I guess so. But we're not really working with him much.
True. Actually true though.
I'm crying. Wow. Okay.
Anyways, that was the update. And yeah.
Wow.
Moving on. You're crying. She's got like tears in her eyes.
I know, I do this. Okay, sorry.
I want to tell the story of Bumbleboy in the bar that one time when I left and he was like trying to play really cool with you and he was just Should we save that for a different episode?
I feel like we should save that for another episode.
Okay.
Oh man, dang. Well, everyone go tweet Remy and send her love and let her know if you've done the same thing, because that's embarrassing.
My face is really hot right now and I've already gotten past it and I'm like blushing again. I don't know if it's blushing. I'm just like burning.
Just all those emotions coming.
They're
back
coming
in.
Back. That I literally fell to the ground, and Brianna was like, "Rem, we like, there's nothing you can do." I was like, "I'm gonna die, probably. That's the only thing I can do." All right, guys, I'm jumping in here to talk about my favorite app in the entire world, one that has completely changed my life, that I love
completely with my entire heart, and that is Postmates. I use Postmates on the daily, whether it is to deliver my groceries to me or if I just want to eat something. I actually delivered myself a green juice this morning. It's just the most convenient thing in the world, and again, I love it.
No, for real. You guys watch our vlogs. You know that we Postmate all the time. The last thing I Postmate was a chicken salad, and it was so good. I'm not kidding. This is kind of embarrassing, but I don't even know what my life was like before Postmates because it's just a delivery service. So anytime you hear us say Postmates, it's a delivery service. It's an app where basically you can get anything you want, whether it's Mexican food or a chicken salad or a green juice, and it comes under an hour. So you can get whatever you want from wherever you want every single day of the year, and it's amazing.
For a limited time, Postmates is giving you $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To use your free deliveries, download the app today and use code PRETTYBASIC. Save the hassle, get the food that you love fast at Postmates with code PRETTYBASIC.
So the other day, I actually mentioned publicity stunt to you, and you didn't know what it meant.
No. I'm still sad about it.
So I actually was like, I was about to explain the whole thing to her, and then I realized, wait, I need to save this for the podcast because I want to get your reactions on some things.
Okay.
Okay, so like,
well, first explain it to everybody else because I didn't know, and I'm sure there's still people out there that also don't know.
Oh, I have the definition.
Oh,
we
good.
Are prepared. A girl did research.
Love research. Okay,
so basically, if you guys don't know, a publicity stunt is a planned event designed to attract the public's attention to an event's organization or their cause. Basically, it's just something you do to draw more attention to something else.
Okay, here's the thing. I've always heard about it, but in my again, stupid brain, I don't want to believe that I'm ever being lied to by my favorite celebrities. How could they do that to me? I stan them.
Okay, so publicity stunts are super, super common within celebrities and different celebrities dating people.
I know now. I'm mad.
I know, but we didn't go.
She didn't have any. I want to actually hear because she didn't have any examples, and it sounds like someone did research to tell me. So
okay,
let's get my real reactions. Oh, so, God, I'm sad.
So long story short, if two celebrities have really big projects going on, it helps them and benefits them to be in a, quote, relationship to help promote each other's projects.
Ugh.
It's crazy.
That's slimy, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
So I did some research because I wanted to know what are known common publicity stunts. But of course, because they're publicity stunts, like, you can't find some real info. But conspiracy, we're going to go with it.
Shane Dawson, he's sitting here with us.
He's sitting here with us. Love him. So, of course, I don't know if any of these are facts. I'm not here claiming these are facts, but get your own opinion. Okay. So, the big one that I saw, which I want to know your reaction. I want to know everyone's reaction.
I want everybody to know. I have no idea any of these she's about to read. These are genuine reactions. Let them go.
Okay. The first one, Rob Pattinson and Kristen Stewart. Twilight.
I don't know.
She's like, everything's ruined for me.
I mean, I wasn't really invested in them at all because I think they're both kind of strange. So I don't have really an
opinion.
Did
you watch the Twilight movies?
I watched all of them. The third one was the best.
Oh, Breaking Dawn. Breaking Dawn.
No,
was good.
I think it was Eclipse.
Well, that was. Oh, Eclipse.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, yeah. New Moon. Eclipse,
whichever one Boo Boo Stewart took his shirt off, that was the best.
Okay. So this is another one where, like, they started out as a couple in the movie. And that's also something that's super common with, like, two co-stars who are dating in a movie. It helps the show when they're dating in real life because people actually ship it because it's real.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Okay.
So Rob and Kristen was, like, a big one that there were a lot of rumors because they started dating the second that the movies took off. And they're like, they were the it couple. Like, remember, think back then. That,
yeah,
they were,
yeah,
the,
yeah,
it couple.
Yeah. Give me an interesting one that I care about.
Oh, you don't care about
you
them.
Know me. Give me but one, see, that I'm going to react big to. She doesn't have any.
I mean, see, well, I thought you would have reacted big to that
no,
one.
No, I wasn't a Twilight girl, honestly. I didn't. Those girls that stood outside the movie theater with, like, shirts.
Me?
I was like,
every movie
wait,
release.
Were you team? Did you camp? Please tell me you camped. Please.
I definitely stayed out for quite a few hours, but I didn't camp overnight.
Were you team Edward or team Jacob?
Okay, books, team Edward.
Oh my God.
Movies, team
every
Jacob.
Every girl said that. Every
I know,
girl.
But did they read the books?
I mean, I didn't read the books, and I barely watched the movies.
So
but.
That you can't say you're not phased by this if you
no, I wasn't invested.
Twihard.
Oh my God, get me out of here.
Oh my God. Anyways.
I can't.
Okay, Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston.
I
believe it. I believe this one.
But the connection of them dancing at that party where
it, but it was like
everything.
Right after she broke up with Calvin Harris. They dated for like 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden, like, they were just like,
that's actually true. I mean, again, that's in one that I was just like, whatever.
And
about,
he was also getting so big. Like, do you hear about him anymore?
Who is he?
Tom Hiddleston?
Yeah.
Okay, Remy, you suck at this game. I feel like we're dying.
Wait, is he in a Harry Potter movie?
He's in like Thor.
Yeah, I never watched any.
Oh my gosh.
I don't watch movies. The last movie I saw was probably Coco when I didn't cry.
Okay, this one, I guess this is our last one.
Game's over. I'm sorry.
I wanted more, anyways. Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna.
No.
Oh my God, finally we have a reaction.
Yeah, okay, I do watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. No, they have a child. Don't tell me the dream is not real.
Oh no, it's like the child is real.
Well, yeah, I know she's not a mirage or a hologram, but you wouldn't have a baby if you don't love each other, right?
I mean, conventionally, yes.
I mean, fiscally speaking, we knew they could handle it, but why would you bring a child into this world?
People do crazy things for money. Again, literally.
Maybe Arthur George wasn't bringing enough money for Rob, so he needed like another form of income.
But think back to like headlines and stuff. You heard so much about them for like a year, and then what's going on with them?
Remember when she took all the stuff and left him alone?
Exactly.
Lived for that.
So I feel like, I don't know, it's a really common thing. Also, I looked up Vanessa and Zac Efron. That was a publicity. No, I'm not saying it was.
No.
I don't think it was.
Vanessa was real.
I looked up so much research and I was like, no, that can't be real.
No, sorry. Thank you for bringing it up and not bringing it up.
No, yeah. That one I was like, what? But then it said that like there were, it said publicists would come and be like, hey, like, you know, like mention it or like something, and because it would help the series do better. And it did make me like the movies more knowing that they were a real life couple. Was it real? I don't know. I feel like they were like real, or maybe it started as a,
that's the thing is, if I were a huge celebrity and someone told me like, oh, you're gonna date this guy for like a publicity thing, I'd be like, okay, fine, whatever. And then after one date, I would literally fall in love with the guy, and then it would be so bad for me.
I know.
So I don't think I can handle it.
I don't know.
And all my feelings.
I don't know.
I will say one thing that I've learned through this pretty basic podcast already week four in is I thought I was cold and emotionless. And let me tell you, I've cried more in the past month than I did as an infant.
Oh,
so
my God.
Turns out I've got feelings.
Tell me why I had that thought today.
That you're emotional too?
No, that you're emotional. Only because you sent that crying face, which you did post on Twitter. So again, it's fine to say. We have a group chat.
Oh, I've posted it many times.
She did. It's the meme. She sent the Cheeto Puff meme, and I was like, oh, Rem. And then I was like, wait, she's really in tune with her feelings lately. That makes me happy.
Honestly, my psychic told me that this was going to be really good for me because it's like therapy, and I already feel it happening. So thank you to everybody for listening, and thank you for coming to my therapy session.
And how does that make you feel?
Good, I think. Okay, next up, what are we talking about?
Okay.
This is a fun episode. I like it.
I like that we're like, literally, yeah, just chilling.
At one point, I was literally
me sitting anywhere. So, for those of you who are listening that don't know that we're YouTubers, which is probably everybody knows by now, we are YouTubers, and I have some YouTube-related questions because if you didn't know, I have been a Mac Baby 11 stan since about 2009 or so.
Oh, perfect.
If you don't know who Mac Baby 11 is, she's sitting right across from me right now, and I'm kind of
MacBaby11.com/blogspot.
You had a blogspot?
Have I shown you the photos? Oh, you're in for a treat.
Hey, think about how many hits you're going to get after this.
I know. I don't know the password.
Oh, shoot, girl. Can't monetize on that then.
Dang it.
Well, anyways, so I've been watching Alicia's videos for a very long time before we were friends, like just acquaintances. I respect you a lot as a colleague, and I, you know, whatever. Okay. So I actually have some questions prepared right now that I wanted to ask you about that I've never asked you before. And just like as a viewer slash fan, like big fan, would like to know.
Okay.
I don't know about you guys, but I have officially whipped out my thigh-high boots and my sweaters, and I am so excited that fall is here.
Loj, I totally feel you on that. And speaking of fall is in full swing over at ModCloth, which they've got you covered with cozy essentials and cute knits that just won't quit. If you're feeling festive, you can be sure to check out their holiday gift guide, which I love me a holiday gift guide. It's got unique finds and perfect presents for everybody on your list, including yourself, which, coming from a shopaholic, I love that. My favorite part about ModCloth is that they believe fashion should celebrate all woman, and that's why they offer a full range of sizes from extra, extra small to 4X.
Okay, I actually heard about them this time last year because one of our friends actually posted about them, and I ended up getting one myself, and I love it. Ashley steals all the time.
To get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more, go to modcloth.com, that's modcloth.com, and enter code BASIC at checkout. This offer is valid for one-time use only and expires on February 2nd, 2019.
Again, to get 15% off of $100 or more, go to modcloth.com and enter code BASIC at checkout. And remember, the offer is only valid until February 2nd, 2019, so go get it, guys.
My first question, actually my only question I prepared, is I would sit at home. Actually, no, I think it was at the time I was in college. I was in college and I'd just be like in my dorm watching all these like huge produced collabs that would come out, and I would just, it'd be like eight of you guys doing like huge collabs, and like I knew you guys, but I like wasn't friends, and I would always just would wonder like, how did that come to be? And like, what was the process? Like, what was behind the scenes? Because I've never done a collab to that extent, but the few that I've done with like two or three people, like it's a lot of work.
Wait, I want to know how your collabs have been. I only know how mine have been.
That's actually true. Okay, well, I want to know about you because again, big fan. So let me know. Big
fan. Okay, be more specific. Like, what do you...
Specifically, the one that I have in my brain was like, you guys rented out an apartment. Like, just let me start by saying, none of my collabs have I ever rented out an apartment for.
What are you talking about?
It was like the one where Mia lived in, but it was like the top floor, like penthouse apartment. I remember watching, I was like, no way. I know. Am I right, though? It was, right?
Well... Yeah, okay. You're talking about the spring break collab.
Everybody
I did awkward
was
situations, and my thumbnail was me in the pool with my
yes.
shirt off.
Oh, I remember that. And then like there was a scene where all of you like walked out of the pool together in slow mo, and I remember Tila was in it, Nikki and Gabby, Mia, you, like so many people.
Meredith, oh my god,
it was insane. And I was just like, I've done again a collab with like a few people, and like I was pulling my hair out from that, which I guess people don't really know that collabs can actually be like a lot of work.
They're so hard.
Think about like how long it takes
multiple.
Us to do one video. Exactly. Well, people don't really know, but like one video would take like a week on your own, and then multiply that by however many people you have, I'm sure. Even me doing it with like three people, like all together at once, scrambling.
Well, also the content most of us are doing now is very different from the content we were doing then. So
true.
Then, like you said, it would take a week. It would take so long. Those like picture perfect videos would take the longest time to film, edit, and all that
even
stuff.
Just planning alone, every situation and this and that, the graphics, everything. Yeah.
Oh, completely. A video then for me, just one video on my own, would easily take 2 to 3 days to film.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
film.
Yeah.
So for a collab, you're basically having...
You're shoving it all into like one day, seven videos in one day.
One day, seven people. I will say Nikki and Gabby are one channel.
Okay.
So I feel like that always did make it seem bigger because we would collab with them a lot.
Oh, that's true.
But they are one channel, but it is still two people, but one channel. First of all, I'm going to say they were so much fun. Like when I think back to early YouTube, thinking of the collabs, like that made it so much more fun because it was so fun. All of us just being so excited about YouTube. And it was my first time really meeting other YouTubers.
Yeah,
and it was just so fun.
It's cute. It's really cute.
I will say, to answer your question about like, how did it come about? I'm not going to lie. I'm more of the planner of the group,
yeah.
Especially the old group.
Yeah.
So I feel like Nikki and I would usually be the two.
I could so see that too.
See that?
I could so see it.
Nikki and I were usually the two being like, okay, so like when you guys come out next time, like why don't we film this video and you do this video? And then we're like, oh, should we invite so-and-so? I'm like, sure. Oh, should we invite so-and-so?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
So that's usually how they came to be.
Yeah.
I know that like,
that doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
No, I
know. Knowing both of you.
Yeah.
But that's also why they were so good, was because both of you were planning them. I'll give you that for sure.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, I will say I always wondered if people felt left out, because I never wanted people to feel left out. But like at one point you do have to kind of stop having people in it, because there's only so many videos you can film.
Oh, completely.
That spring break one I think was the biggest we ever did. I think that was six people.
Oh my God, I remember watching it being like, oh my goodness gracious, this looks insane.
Yeah, so basically for a collab, like we all film it a certain day, we all edit it, and then we all drop them at the same time.
Yeah, same time, and everyone's on the same page. Yeah.
Everyone's on the same page. So it was really fun, but like that one was super stressful. But we didn't rent out a penthouse for that collab. Nikki and Gabby, they got an Airbnb in the same complex as Mia.
Oh. So that's why. Oh my God, this whole time I thought you guys got an apartment just for this club. I was like, no. Oh, extra. I like it.
That's where they were staying. But I could see how it looks that way.
I literally thought that
also,
was
Also, P.S. Side note, it's so funny that these, like, all of us were trying to be so relatable. And here we are in a penthouse in L.A. Do you know what I mean?
It's actually so
wow,
true.
Wow, that just hit me.
It's so true.
That's funny.
Now you know what it looked like from the outside point of view.
Yeah.
I was sitting in my college bedroom being like, okay, like next Meredith's video. Alicia's. But like I never felt left out. I mean, even if I was friends with you guys, I just was like, oh, like obviously.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it would definitely come to be. But I'm not going to lie. Like there's some behind the scenes stuff I feel like could have been a documentary. It was so, there were many times I broke down in tears.
While filming a spring break video?
Not that one. That one was
fun. Not that one. Thank God.
No, and it literally wasn't, it was just so stressful because again, there's the pressure of everyone wanting to have a good video and
you need this scene. I need this scene. I need this person to do this, but they're busy doing this.
That
right
was
now.
The yeah. first time in my life of my YouTube career where I realized, oh, a producer would be someone great to help to be able to be like,
how so? I actually have never thought that. So how so?
So actually that spring break collab.
Yeah.
We actually did have a producer.
Shut up.
I never said that. What? Yeah. So we worked with someone who helped us. Basically, they had the running list of like, okay, we're going to film.
Like a shot list.
Yeah. So we basically all told her what videos we wanted to do. It was the first time we hired someone to do it, by the way, like wow. ever. And that was the only time we really, second time.
Can I ask how much this costs? I was like,
I have no idea. We all split it between like six of us. So it wasn't that much, honestly.
Oh my gosh.
That's maybe so like, maybe $500.
Per person?
No, total.
Oh, together. Okay.
Which is a lot, but when you divide it by seven people, like it was a lot easier. Yeah. Anyways, wow. So she had like a running list of being like, hey, we're going to the pool. Alicia needs a pool shot. Mia needs a pool shot. And then we each would do them. But that's the only time. That's the only time, I swear. And then the Coachella video.
Oh my God, I remember.
Do you remember the Coachella
Club? I forgot about the Coachella Club.
That's one of my favorite all-time videos I've ever done.
I remember that.
I love
And
that
I remember
video.
Everybody expressed to me how upset they were that it didn't do as well as they wanted for like, how excited everyone was. I don't know why that stuck in my head, but
that's funny. Yeah, so those are the only two that we had to help with, which it helped tremendously because one of my biggest struggles was since I am more of the planner type, I always want to make sure everyone's good. And I'm like, did you get a shot? Did you get a shot? Yeah. Are you good? And then the next thing I know at the end of the day, I look back and I'm like, Alicia, you have one shot for your video.
Wow.
So that would happen a lot where I'm like, dang it. Or like the times I would focus more on my video, someone else would be like, I only have one shot. And I'm like, oh no. You know what yeah. I mean? So in that sense, I think even though I'm good at planning, I don't like it. Does that make sense?
I just think it's so crazy that a YouTube video, I mean, like, I know, but at the same time, from a viewer standpoint, people don't know how much goes into a YouTube video.
Well, there was one collab where me, Nikki, Gabby, Mia, and we were all filming it, and we were going to do a school video, but then Ava offered her apartment for it. So we were at Ava's filming a collab that she wasn't in.
Ava wasn't in it?
No, but she offered it. And we were like, okay, sure. No, it was so nice. Oh, wait, I think Aspen was there too. We ended up using certain clips, but long story short, we didn't start till like 3 p.m., which I was already just like
stressed.
So stressed.
I know you, yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
I'm sure you were crying.
No, not yet.
Oh, the tears are coming soon.
Okay. And then, so it was supposed to be a school video. We got some clips. And then the next thing I know, it's pretty much 5 p.m. We've maybe filmed two things and no one else has gotten stuff done. And then the next thing I know, I just like lose it and I start crying and I run outside and sit on the curb because I was so overwhelmed. And I was like, this is supposed to be fun. Why is this not fun? Like,
yeah, and it should be fun.
And it was just, I've grown a lot also.
Yeah.
But it kind of, that's when it started getting the fun out of it. That's around another time. So that collab was never uploaded.
No, I was going to say, I feel like I never watched
video
one with you
it?
And Aspen. And
I did like a, there was this, I forget what video it was. There was a video that we did take clips from.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
and
so crazy.
I remember just feeling so overwhelmed. And that's when I was just like, this isn't as fun as it used to be. Because yeah. I feel like we were at first, you know.
When it becomes so transactional,
like, you know, especially yeah. even like the thought of should we hire a producer and who's gonna film yeah. it and who's the videographer and
yeah
it just got it kind of lost the fun for a lot of us. And I'm not gonna speak for everyone, but for I feel like for most people it just kind of got like but we still, you know, we were all still friends, which is the funny part. I feel like looking back, it probably looked like a lot of us like stopped being friends.
Yeah.
That never happened.
No.
We just stopped collabing.
We're in a group chat right now with like 15 people. We're all friends. We all talk all the time.
So that, yeah, that was, oh my God. But so here's something that's interesting. I remember always thinking I would only collab with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then after that, I started collabing with people where I met them for the first time.
Oh.
And that was funny because I remember always telling myself, oh, I would never do that because I always wanted to be friends and fun.
That's what I still tell myself to this day.
But I've collabed with so many people. Like my first time meeting Lily Singh was a collab. My first time meeting Shane was a collab. Wow. My first time meeting Joey was a collab.
No way.
I think maybe I had met, seen, like, I'm sure I've
like
seen
an event or something.
Yeah.
Or VidCon.
I'm trying to think of who else I've collabed with where, and they weren't great. Like they went so like, and I love them. Like, so I think that's so funny where in my head I was always so stricted to only want to collab with my friends.
Yeah. I think for me, it's just, I'm scared that I'm going to show up and I'm most comfortable around my friends. So I'm like the most me. And so that's why I want to keep collabs between my friends versus if I were to meet someone for the first time, I'm like awkward or I'm nervous or something like that. And it's going to show on it. Like it shows on camera.
Okay. Well, I have done one collab. I'm not going to say who it was.
She's going to tell me after because I'm going to ask.
I will. And I felt very awkward the whole time. It was a long time ago. It was a long time ago. So it's probably not even up anymore, to be honest. But that was the only, but that was one of the first ones that I'd really done. And I feel like that set the mood as to why I was like, I'm only going to collab with my friends. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that like, you know, still love that person, but it just, I felt like I wasn't being myself and it felt weird. And it felt like it came across on camera that we're not friends at all. But here we are being like, oh my God, I love this person, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh, totally. The thing is like viewers aren't stupid.
No, they are not.
Like, they're very smart. And I tell this all the time to even advertisers or things. I'm like, like there's no fooling people, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like they can see right through it. Like you have to just be honest and straight up.
It's so crazy. Oh my God, collabs. So I would totally do them again. I think a lot of us are just so busy because again, I don't know, but I would be excited to do collabs now because the content has changed so much. My videos are pretty easy to film now, which bless the Lord mm-hmm. because they're more fun. They're more easy. So I feel like it'd be easier now. Even like our reality one was so much fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Loved that video. But yeah, I want to know your side.
I mean, I feel like it's not very exciting.
No. Like how have your collabs been? Have there ever been tears? Because I doubt it.
No. I'm chill. I feel like I'm so go with the flow. I'm just like, okay, I'm like, whatever I got, I'll make it work. And so the fact that you cried over a video is insane to me. And it makes me sad that you cried over a YouTube video.
Well, also again, you know, they don't. My perfectionism, like, really played a toll there.
True.
You know, of being like, oh, it's not good enough. It's horrible quality. Like that was such a struggle.
I wish I was there. Just be like, you're good. Don't worry about it.
Oh my God.
We're good.
Like if the lighting was wrong, if the shot was wrong, I'd be like, nope, we have to refilm it. Like,
I mean, also you have a large amount of success and I'm sure a lot of that is because of your quality of, you know, with your perfectionism. So all's well that ends well.
Anyways, that's collabs for you.
That's so crazy. I didn't know any of that. Yeah. We all just got the inside scoop on Mac Baby 11, everybody.
So, like I said, I feel like that, me having a breakdown, would have been the best video of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why did we not film that? Because that would have been better than a picture perfect.
That's
us trying to
that's
look
YouTube
happy
now.
And, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So these days, you can get practically everything you want on demand, like our podcast. You can listen to it wherever you want, whenever it's convenient for you.
Did you know you can even get postage on demand? All you need is Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can access all of the services of the post office right from your desk. You can buy and print real U.S. postage for any letter or any package.
It's all available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just click, print, mail, and you're done. Stamps.com will even send you a digital scale. You can weigh your letters and packages and print the exact amount of postage each time. For me personally, I am super, super busy, and there's so many times when I want to mail out a letter or I just need to mail something out and I don't have any stamps on me, so I have to go to the store, wait in the line. It's just like a huge chore that I have to get done. For me, I'm all about finding things that just make my life a lot easier and more convenient, and Stamps.com is definitely the answer for my problem.
Oh, we love a good life hack.
I know, right? Well, right now, you can use code BASIC for this special offer of a 4-week trial, which includes postage and a digital scale.
Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in BASIC.
That's stamps.com, enter BASIC.
Looking back, it's so funny because I'm so glad YouTube now is embracing realness and not being perfect and like I don't know, like that's something that I really, really I laugh at because I'm like, that could have been a viral video, yo. We could have done a whole reality show on that. There's just...
I would have watched it. I think that's so interesting. And it's so crazy. I had no idea. And just like, even as a friend, but also as a viewer from the outside looking in, like even with your burnout that you went through, mm-hmm. Can I talk about Grease? Am I allowed? I won't talk too much, maybe.
But... Yeah, but we did. Oh, the first Grease. The first. Which Grease meltdown are we talking about?
Second meltdown, I wasn't there for. First meltdown. Oh my God.
Guys, I'm okay. I promise.
No, we have both realized that we're very emotional and that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for those of you who don't know, Alicia went through a little bit of burnout with YouTube, which makes sense when you're stressing yourself about a video that much. Like, I feel like it was bound to happen almost.
Yeah. I mean, we can definitely do like a...
We'll do a whole episode.
I feel like there's a lot to say about that. Yeah. But... Yeah, long time coming.
I think like something that people had no idea was going on is we went to Greece back in May. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are posting our pictures and our videos and our vlogs. You and I are dancing to like Louis the Child. Love you, Louis the Child. Hope you're listening. Like just dancing around, having fun. Little do people know, you know, I was going through stuff. You were going through stuff. And actually both of us going through things at the same time caused us to have like, I think one of our best heart to hearts. We have heart to hearts like every day, but this was...
I think that was one of the Kickstarters.
I just to everything.
Oh, just kidding. Because New York was before that. We just...
Wait, was it?
Yeah.
It was. I was struggling with my weight loss stuff. And I remember one morning I woke up at, obviously the timing was really off, but I woke up at like 2 a.m. and I wrote out this whole blurb. Yeah, do you remember that?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's the reason why this happened. So I wrote out this huge thing and I was just writing down everything that I was feeling. And it's right before I made my first video, even talking about any struggles that I had and what I was dealing with, because I was just trying to get my thoughts together. So I was just laying in bed wide awake and I didn't sleep from like 2 a.m. until you guys woke up at like 7 or 8 a.m. I just like laid there and I posted this like note on Twitter. And then obviously we went to breakfast and everything, and then everyone started doing their own things, but I was like, okay, by like noon I was like, okay, I'm really tired now, I should probably go back to sleep. So I went to sleep and then you stayed back to work on a video or something. You were like vlogging. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I wanted to, for my Grease vlog. Yeah, you had to
vlog, but you weren't in the mood to vlog, but you had to because
I said I had to.
Because you said you had to. So you stayed back. Everybody else went to town. I stayed back and slept. And then randomly you come back into the room. You were like in the other room. You come back into the room. And I wish I'd saved the clip.
But I
was mid vlogging and I was like, oh, like I have like the clip I put in for sure. I cut it out. Mm-hmm. But the door opens and I'm like, oh yeah, like everybody went to town. We're like gonna hang out. Like Alicia and I are about to head down. The door opens, just hysterically sobbing. And like, I remember I just like grabbed the camera and turned it off immediately. And I was like, what's going on? And you're just like,
I remember you looked up and you went, are you okay? And I was like,
and then that made you cry even more.
Yeah, like, no.
And like, but the thing is, like, we could totally go into that in a whole other episode. But
yeah, I
think we actually really should. And like, you and I have never even really talked about it since.
No, which I think would be good too. I just feel like that. I know I could talk for 30 minutes about that. So yeah. I just want to, but dang.
It deserves a whole episode, honestly. But I remember one thing that the biggest thing that even though I said it, that I took away from that, because it's something I needed to hear too, was you were crying and you were so sad about certain things. And you looked at me and I said, you know what? And you go, it could be so much worse. People are going through so many more things and this and that. And my heart, I could feel it physically break in that second, because what I was going to say is whatever you're feeling is valid. I don't care if, you know, obviously people are going through worse things. People are going through better things. But whatever you're feeling, you need to feel, and you're allowed to feel that. And you just like threw your full box of tissues on the floor, hysterically crying, snotting everywhere, just being like, it could be so much worse. I was like, no, you're allowed to feel this. You're allowed, like, you should feel whatever you're feeling. And that was like a really good breakthrough we had. But again, from the outside looking in on these vlogs, we're dancing, we're having a good time, we're like jet skiing, or we're like trying to jet ski, things like that. And people had no idea that you... I remember you were like, you're the only person I want to talk to. And I was like, oh girl, I got you, I'm here.
Oh my, that... Even you saying all that, that's the main thing I did take away from that, was you saying, like, that really has forever stuck with me, just saying that no matter what, your feelings are validated.
Yeah.
Even if it's small, like, to, if you, like, ugh.
No, it's true. It is true. Everyone that's listening, right? And like on a serious note, whatever you're feeling is valid and you should always remember that.
Oh, and then there was something I just sent you. Was that today or yesterday when it said there's no expiration on your feelings?
That too. That was yesterday.
I liked that. We always send each other stuff like that.
Little things where just like crying, like, thanks. Oh my God. Have a good day.
Why do I feel like you bring the boy drama and I just bring the breakdowns?
No, well, you're putting the breakdowns on me now. Don't worry, guys. I told Lo she needs to start bringing her or pulling her weight for the boy drama. It's coming soon.
Who told me that too?
Probably me many times.
I feel like Eli did, but I think it's because you told him.
Don't worry. It'll come when it's meant to happen. But I feel like we talked about some good stuff today. I feel really good about it.
I know. I like, yeah. Oh my God.
Ending on an emotional note, but thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much for sticking with us.
Sticking with us. And remember, your feelings are valid. We hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Mm-hmm. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and comment, and also just keep listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play. Is it Google Play?
I think it's Google.
Yeah, people are saying Google Play.
Okay.
And
basically anywhere you can listen to podcasts.
Exactly.
Don't forget to subscribe and also rate. It really helps us out. And like low-key screenshot your phone right now or computer and tweet it to us. And
ooh,
we may follow you. Maybe we should do a follow spree.
We should do follow sprees. Fun.
I'm down. Just use hashtag pretty basic. Send us a screenshot. Yeah.
Followed. Okay. Well, love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.